inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you, and the features include things like our live streams. We've got broadband dial-up versions of the show. Also, our webcam is there. Plus, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen 24/7 around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. It's all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, you can bring up anything. Chris is in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's
up? I want to highlight a success that I had this week in the legal system here in New Hampshire. So my wife and I got married, and we did a common law contractual marriage, a stateless marriage.
Oh, wow. Great.
In Vermont. It was where the ceremony took place, though we live in New Hampshire. And she wanted her name changed because she had kind of a long, cumbersome last name, and she wanted my nice, short, four-letter last name.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it more traditional, we're sort of traditional in that sense. So I sent her to the DMV, armed with some knowledge that I actually got from you regarding a Supreme Court decision here in New Hampshire and a legal opinion by the Social Security Administration and the common law, or whatever you want to call it, but it was the way to do it in a common law fashion. And they denied her at the DMV, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything that smacks of something different is not going to fly at the DMV very, very, very easily.
Exactly. And I sent her down with the Supreme Court stuff and the Social Security stuff, but
they don't care about those darn laws there.
And they're not attorneys, you know. They're just your average person behind the counter, and like you said, it's different. Their heads are spinning. They're on the phone, and they don't know what's going on, right? So they sent her home. I promptly jumped on the computer, typed up a nice long email, sent it to the House Judiciary Committee, my senator, my representatives, the DMV people, and the probate court, and fired that off, and got the standard response from the probate court. We want your $90 and to fill out this paperwork, and we'll let you see a judge. But actually, the DMV forwarded it on to their supervisors, and their supervisors actually approved it and emailed me back today. And I also had a state senator involved, and he was very, very curious. This amazed me. And he really wants to know exactly everything that's going on. I don't know what he can do for me, probably nothing, but he was really genuinely concerned and wanted to help, and I think he was just curious. But I just wanted to highlight that things are happening here in New Hampshire that aren't happening anywhere.
So let me see if I'm understanding here. You were simply by citing a certain Supreme Court case out of New Hampshire that has to do with the name change, and I know exactly which one you're talking about because I've actually used it recently myself. And I don't have the phraseology in front of it, but essentially says that if you're changing your name, as long as it's not for the purposes of fraud, basically, that it's okay. That you don't have to go through some sort of legal process in order to do that. And so you're saying the DMV is going to issue a license in the name that she's chosen?
They did so today.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you call that a victory.
So you've got the plastic card then, and then you're good to go.
And the fact that my senator was involved, so there's a little bit of inside and outside the system activism all wrapped up into one issue, and I'd say there's something here for everybody.
Huh. Well, I don't know if you're outside the system. I would say that you're probably standing for what you want, and that's great, but it sounds like everything you did was sort of inside the system. I mean, it's all been legal. It's only recently the government got into the game of taking $250 from you every time you want to change your name.
Sure. It's inside the system, but it's inside the system in a way that it's not typical, right? I mean, so normally if somebody wants to change their name, they ask the government how to do that, and they go, you got to fill out this piece of paper here and pay us $90 and, jump through these hoops. jobs. But if you actually know what you're doing, then you don't actually have to do those things. And it's still inside the system. It's just an unusual approach, which is my favorite kind of inside the system approach, is to do things a little bit differently and not do what they tell you to do. Because a lot of the times when they tell you to do something, they're lying to you. They're telling you what will enrich them the most. They're telling you what is most beneficial toward their system and their money that they want to extract from you. So sometimes the system's rules don't actually even mandate all those things. But when they say them, and they say them in an authoritative manner, then people believe them. And they'll jump through whatever hoops they put up. Now, I actually tried to do this recently here in Keene, where I sent a notice of name change to the district court. And they kind of kicked it back at me. I don't have the what they said back in front of me at the moment to read it to you, but essentially they said that this is not going to be considered a legal name change, and we'll keep using your old name on our documents. And I don't know what to do about that. I mean, it would require, I would imagine, some sort of a lawsuit to get them to accept it.
Do you have a New Hampshire driver ID?
No, and I will not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then. Because they'll take any time you give them a government piece of paper with your name on it. It doesn't matter how you got it. They'll take it. So that's the way we're doing it. And the outside the system part was our marriage. Our marriage was totally outside the system. We didn't involve the government whatsoever in
our
marriage, which was pretty cool. And
did you all draw up a contract or some sort of an agreement at all, or is it just pretty much verbal?
Yeah. Well, I paid Sovereign Star down in North Carolina. She was at Pork Fest doing marriages this year. Mm-hmm. And I paid her 2.5 ounces of silver to draft it for me, and she replied back with a bunch of questions, and she drafted it accordingly, and we worked back and forth for a couple of weeks until finally she FedExed it up with a certificate of common law marriage, and we had two witnesses sign it, and I actually know a notary and had them sign off on it, and then the contract is ours. They did take it at the DMV and scan it. So they had it in their records in order for the name change. But there was language regarding the name change in that contract as well.
Interesting. I'm glad you've had success with that, and I hope that you'll maybe post about it somewhere, perhaps over the Shire Society forum at shiresociety.com. And I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, Chris, at 800-259-9231.
It's very interesting. You can get married without the government. You can change your name without the government. These things are possible.
At least here in New Hampshire, I don't know how possible they are elsewhere.
Nor do I.
Your mileage may vary. 1-800-259-9231. But, one of the things they did say in the court when they responded to my notice of name change, they did acknowledge that they would begin calling me by Ian Freeman instead of my old name. So
they're going to write your old name, and they're going to call you by your new name.
Yeah, so I got a little bit of, I got a little bit of mileage out of it, but they didn't completely embrace. And even though I cited their own Supreme Court and all of that stuff, that didn't.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Well, they know that the Free Keeners aren't going to take anything. They're not going to appeal anything. So they realize that anything that they say in their court, they're going to get away with.
Well, can you appeal? Now, this is, again, I'm not an expert. Neither are you, so I don't know why I'm asking you. But those of you who are listening that might know, can one appeal a decision by a judge on a motion or notice or something like that?
Can't see why not.
Would that then go up to the next court level?
Yeah.
I don't think this guy ruled correctly on this. And
yeah, I guess it would.
I wonder about that. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's all kinds of, different approaches going on up here in New Hampshire. And of course, this program is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want to get you want the best chance at liberty in your lifetime? This is the place to be. Around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. We've got new people showing up, it seems like, every week here in New Hampshire. I would say up here in the Keene area, maybe every few weeks, we get some new blood up here. And I hope that we can triple our numbers in the next 3 years. It will be absolutely awesome. The more people we have, the more activism we get, the more exciting things become. And the status, they're so bothered by this. They are so upset that New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project.
Indeed.
And they are in heavy, heavy denial. My favorite post recently over at the Free Keene Forum by one of the detractors was that, you guys are nothing. You're going to wash away in a few years and we'll have all forgotten about you.
I suppose it's possible, but I don't see that being very likely. People that would pick up and move their lives for the ideas of liberty are just going to forget about it.
Heavy denial on that guy's part. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I may be a little bit ambitious in thinking we could triple our numbers in 3 years, but, you know, I can hope. And you could be a part of it. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and start making your plans to get up here and join the fun. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features there for free. Got a lot of them, and they're there for you. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to create the content. So all the stuff that you see when you go to freetalklive.com in the main column was created by listeners like you who took the time. It doesn't take a lot of time, but they took the time to, when they were looking around on the internet doing their surfing, they find something they think is pretty cool, something they want to share with our listeners, or maybe they think it's pretty outrageous. Something they want to share with our listeners, they take that URL, they put it into our submit show prep form over at freetalklive.com. It pops up on the site. Other listeners then vote up or down on whether they like or dislike it, and then the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. So head over there, get interactive over at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done by their lawyer. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. All the talk in the world about what's wrong with liberty in America doesn't fix what the problem is. Going to court can. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We were talking with Chris a moment ago. He was telling a success story that he had as he's moved here apparently to New Hampshire, and his wife, he got married recently, and it was an outside-the-system marriage, and they went and they, meaning they didn't get a marriage license, they didn't beg the government for permission to love each other for the rest of their lives. And I think that alone is good enough news, and I think that's great, and I hope more people will opt out of getting the government involved as a third party in their marriage. But they went a little further. They actually went and they utilized what's called common law to essentially change their name without going through the government's permission slip process for that either. And at least here in New Hampshire, and I don't know where else, but at least here in New Hampshire, their very own Supreme Court has made this decision. I actually dug up the phraseology here from...
Oh, God, this would be riveting.
It's pretty short, actually. One may lawfully change his name at will without resort to any legal proceedings if the change is not made for a fraudulent, criminal, or wrongful purpose. That's what the Supreme Court decided up here.
Sounds, you know, surprisingly like a very sober and wise decision.
Then the Social Security Administration also had a document about it, because apparently they have a whole lot of legal opinions there. And so you can, citing their own documents at the federal level, statutes regulating name changes merely provide additional methods of making such a change and do not abrogate or supersede common law, but merely affirm and aid it. Therefore, under New Hampshire law, an individual may change his or her name for any reason. Under common law, a name change is effectuated simply by use of the new name. And they cite Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 65, so on and so forth. So they've got all their citations, even so by the Supreme Court in New Hampshire, by the Social Security Administration's legal opinion. It is completely legal within the system to just change your name without begging government's permission for it first. And I think that's pretty cool. So let's talk to Wallace calling from Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallace.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
got some good news for you guys.
Okay.
Maybe bad news for you, Ian. But if your decision that you got from the court down there in New Hampshire was over 30 days, you're out of luck. But if it's under 30 days, all it takes is a half a sheet of paper. It's called a notice of appeal.
You mean the decision on the motion that from the judge, the rogue man?
Yeah, the rogue man.
Okay. Yeah, that was within 30 days.
Well, all you got to do is file a notice of appeal, and if you don't have any liquid assets, you can basically file for poor person for waiver of the fees, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, but they're going to require like bank account information and crap like that, which I'm not going to want to give.
Well, you know, it's six in one half and dozen the other, and I'll give you something to chew on. My case up here... in Vermont, basically, where I was found guilty of three counts of turning my car towards a postal truck, where I was found guilty of initially charged three counts of simple assault and three counts of negligent driving. They found me guilty by jury in March, and we did some stalling, and a couple of weeks ago, basically, actually on the 23rd, I'm losing my brain here. on the 23rd, I was supposed to be sentenced. And the judge sentenced me, get this, 3 days on each charge with a year probation and a fine. Court fees totaling a little over $100.
So they're alleging you tried to kill someone with your car, and they gave you 3 days for it?
Picture a 2008 Suzuki versus a letter carrier truck where of course the driver's side's on the opposite side from a normal car.
Yeah.
That I steered a little bit towards him, and that's what they call negligent operation.
Hmm.
Well, I had a public pretender, as it's called. And we went through a jury trial. But during the trial, at the very end, the prosecutor gets two whacks at summations to the jury. The prosecutor said Wallace Plank basically lied to you 3 different times. And he told you one story, then a different story, then a third story. Fact of the matter is, and the transcripts bear it out, that I only told one story consistently. But the complaining witness, this letter carrier, told 4 different stories. But anyway,
they still found you guilty.
They still found me guilty, but as they say, it's never over till a fat lady sinks.
So what does that mean? What are you doing?
Well, we basically turned around and I said, I don't want this attorney. I want a different attorney for purposes of sentencing. Well, we threw together a brief that would make an appeal brief look like a traffic ticket. And we submitted to the judge at the last minute so the prosecutor couldn't read it. And the judge says, I got to think about this. So it took him 4 hours to make up his mind that he was going to sentence me and to 3 days on each one, total of 9 days, and suspend the sentence.
Okay.
After he did that, we turned around and we said, okay, we want to hand up a notice of appeal. We had it all prepared. Judge says, okay, you've got to file it with my clerk. And at the same time, my attorney said, I want basically to file for a stay. Well, think of what happens down in Keene. How often have you seen a judge stay something?
What does it mean, okay? Filing for a stay? I don't know what that means.
Well, what it means is a judge for cause can basically say, well, I sentence you to blah, 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 blah. I'm going to stay it pending appeal. Now,
aren't sentences always stayed pending appeal?
It is rare. It is super rare.
I'll tell you, I had a friend who was in prison who got an appeal, and they just went out to the yard, grabbed him, and threw him out the door. So, no, sentences are not necessarily stayed for appeal.
Up here, it seems like that's the way it is.
I think that's true.
Up here, it seems like that's the way it is. I've seen people get sentenced, and then they appeal, and they're just out on bail at that point. They're not out on their sentence. They're not being sentenced.
Well, normally speaking, the trial court judges don't do it.
I'll tell you what, Wallace, I know there's more to your story. Hang on, we'll bring you back here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol still.
Stills.
Did somebody say Stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenuer Stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenuer Still at Revenuer.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenuer.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show all for free. And it's there for you. Plus, our chat room is built into the same page, actually, so you can watch, listen, and interact with our other listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, that including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. Wallace is with us from Vermont, a man who has spent way more time in court than I would ever want to in my life. Wallace, you are telling us about an update to your story. You were accused of, what was it, attempted vehicular something, or what was it?
Three counts of simple assault.
Simple assault.
Three counts of negligent operation concerning three separate instances in Washington County, Vermont.
The allegations have something to do with a postal worker believing that you were targeting him in some way, and they brought these counts against you. You were found guilty. Then you decided that you were going to appeal this, and you filed a notice of a motion
first
for a stay?
First, a notice of appeal.
Yeah.
And then basically a motion for a stay. The judge took more than 24 hours to dream on it. And at about 11:45 the next day, my attorney calls up and says, guess what? The judge granted your stay. it is unheard of. Usually it's the way Mark basically related, where a judge says, God, you're guilty as all get out, blah, 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 I'm sentence you to blah, 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 and off to jail you go.
And then you have to do your appeal from in jail.
But at this point,
you do your appeal from in jail.
But your stay was actually a stay on a suspended sentence. So whether you
No. The only thing that was suspended was the jail time. The second that he put his signature on his little piece of paper, and that piece of paper made it 6 miles away to Montpelier to motor vehicles. That would have been my driver's license for 5 months.
I see. So you would not have been able to drive for that for 5 months. Got it.
And basically, that would have been ruined me. Okay? And the bottom line is that the set of papers that we put together, normally speaking, a judge, as you guys have been constantly saying, is responsible for not only decorum, where you can't do anything to mess up the court, but basically the attorneys, and most importantly, the prosecutor, can't turn around and say, you got to believe this witness over this witness. Because once you're a prosecutor and you give credibility to one witness, that basically you're dead. And in this particular case, not only should have my attorney objected, and I was poking him, I was scribbling notes, no, leave me alone, blah, blah, blah. That's why they call them public pretenders.
Why did you take one of them on, Wallace? I mean, you seem to know your stuff when it comes to court. Why not just go ahead and be Wallace and not have anybody so-called representing you?
Because the situation, Ian, and people out there, is if you try to represent yourself, you've got a fool for a client. That saying goes because, as basically in today's Daily News, attorneys bribe judges in New York City. And it's the old homeboy routine. You guys have said it time and time again. These guys go out to bars and they drink together. They socialize together. And what happens when an outsider that's an attorney suddenly comes on the scene? Well, hell breaks loose. Because they know that it's not the good old boy routine anymore. And when somebody like me tries to take on a judge, they resent it. And I've had many situations in my life, and like Mark, I've spent 5 years in state prison in New York, and I was bounced around like a ping pong ball. I don't think anybody in New York State's history ever spent the kind of short time in any particular housing location or facility than me.
That's because you kept on filing grievances and
grievances, lawsuits involving grievances. If I got charged with a disciplinary thing of sneezing too loud, I took it to court.
You know, maybe things aren't as bad here in New Hampshire. I mean, we certainly things aren't great anywhere, but maybe they're not as bad here in New Hampshire, Wallace, because even the guy that the man in the robe that lost his mind when it came to me not sitting down fast enough and had me thrown in a jail cell has complimented people who have not had attorneys on how well they've done.
The one thing I've heard about New Hampshire courts is that you can easily take things to court here.
Well, I totally agree with that. But the thing is that in what you said with Mark, where the guy actually had to go to prison and spend some time and is all of a sudden being pulled out of the yard, that's the usual case.
Yep.
And when a judge turns around, the trial judge now stays something, that is a super rarity, and it's usually an indication that he knows that he screwed up.
So what's next for you, Wallace?
Well, we filed the appeal, and here in Vermont, there's two more levels. There's a superior court, which basically is like the superior court on Court Street in Keene. Here in Vermont, there's a district court, which is where I had my trial. So with the superior court, they can turn around and say, well, this guy had ineffectual assistance of counsel, the prosecutor was engaged in prosecutor misconduct, we're going to throw it out. And if they go that far, because there's what they call double jeopardy, unlike a typical situation where you have a trial going on and the jury can't reach a verdict, they reached a verdict, okay? They threw out, the judge dismissed two of the simple assault charges. Don't ask me why he didn't do it the third. The third one, basically, the jury came back and said, nah, a Suzuki against a mail truck is not even coming close. It's like turning around and taking your pinky and swinging in front of somebody, you know? That's what one of the jurors told my attorney that screwed up. But the bottom line is that they can't try me again because double jeopardy attaches.
That's if the judge throws it out, if the superior court guy throws it out.
Well, if the superior court, I get two bites at the apple. I got two more bites coming. Mm-hmm. I got the superior court in terms of the ineffectual assistance of counsel, the prosecutor of misconduct, and what have you. And I'm also challenged the vagueness of the statute. Because as you can appreciate, simple assault, you know, it's supposed to be where you take a baseball bat and swing at somebody. Or you take your fist and you swing and you miss. It's called simple assault.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a brand new Suzuki, and this happened last year, so this car maybe had about 600 miles on it at the time, I'm going to take a brand new Suzuki against a mail truck. You tell me who's going to come out ahead.
Are they alleging that you hit the mail truck or that you just kind of swung by it?
Swung towards him. But actually, in reality, it was to avoid potholes. And I was
right.
75 feet away from this guy.
You were 75 feet away from him when you swung towards him, and that's what freaked him out?
Yeah. And, of course, the mail truck is going maybe 10 miles an hour, and I'm going maybe 15, 20 miles an hour at the most.
So their suggestion was that it was your intention to intimidate this guy and that,
yep,
therefore, you were charged with simple assault.
Some mail carrier did about $3,500 damage to my lawn and shrubbery. And I don't know who it was. It could have been this guy. It could have been another guy. I filed a claim. They settled the claim. And then basically, then they said, we're not going to deliver your mail because it's too dangerous.
Hey, Wallace, let us know what happens, will you? It's been a case we've been kind of following here off and on as you've called in about it. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wallace Nolan from Vermont, he likes to, it's like his hobby to file lawsuits, things like that against the government. More coming up. You take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go to hemp. USA.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live. It is called that because you are allowed to call in and bring out whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Got a lot of features. They're free, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on our various lists. The same information goes to both places. The best place to go is the email list. You can go, again, you can get on at news.freetalklive.com. You get on our email updates list. That's going to give you the most detail, and it's going to guarantee that you get it. There's also Twitter and Facebook. You know, unless you're really watching those like a hawk, you're probably going to miss some things. You're not going to get all the detail because, what, Twitter's like 140 characters, so we really have to boil everything down to its essence there. So get whatever version of information suits your habits the best over at news.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Craig is listening in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Hey, super. Craig, what's on your mind?
It was around December, the end of December, we'd discussed what I thought to be possible bank fraud.
And you're going to have to refresh my memory.
Okay. My grandmother passed away, and she had some accounts in a bank. And it didn't look right to begin with when we started checking. And the people at the bank said one story, but the paperwork told a different story. Recently, I just wanted to update on this. But recently, I found some more information. Income tax, Schedule B form. You report your unearned income.
Okay.
The interest that my grandmother had drew on her accounts at this bank wasn't proportional to the amount of money in the account.
Mm. Meaning she should have had more interest?
No, meaning she should have had more money in the account. She had... The interest, she drew about $1,500 worth of interest, and she had about half the money that she should have had proportionally to that interest.
Now, why do you think that is?
That's because I believe that something happened to the money, and that's the reason I'm bringing this up is if it would help anybody else, when you have a problem, you try to do everything you can to get it in court right then, because if you don't, somebody has a chance when they stonewall, they have a chance to doctor the books.
Yeah.
And the chances are that you'll never be able to clear it up because they'll rig their own information at the bank, and that's what I'm afraid is going to happen here.
Well, oh boy.
When you take something to court, it takes forever to get it done, so why wouldn't the bank be able to doctor their books then?
Well, Because if you give, they've got a head start, and that's the best way I know how to put it. If you give somebody a chance, that's like playing somebody a game of cards, and they've got a marked deck. You know, they can dictate the whole game. And that's what's, I believe that's what's about to happen here. But
so you think the bank is going to come back and say, "Oh, we don't know what they're talking about. They're mistaken. Here's our information," and the court's going to essentially pass on it.
I believe that the court, that this will be very lucky to ever make it to the court systems, because even though I'm co-executor of this estate, and even though I have power of attorney, my mom gave me power of attorney to help her and to administer her business to help her. They still tell me that I may have to have a subpoena to get any type of records pertaining to this.
Mm.
And, you know, if there wasn't a problem, they would produce some type of an account, a statement telling everybody where this money has went to. But instead, they stonewall. And that was the point I wanted to make. If you have problems, try to get it straightened out.
Was this a big corporate bank, a local kind of smaller area bank?
No, this is actually a larger bank, and I won't mention any names because I don't want to make accusations. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I'm correct about this, but still, I want to make absolutely certain before I say anything. But this is a larger bank. Yes, it is.
Hmm. And so you believe that they, what do you think they did with the money? I mean, do you think it was just an error, or that they did something on purpose?
Well, you remember, when we discussed this, the subject on the banks were, where was the money going in the United States, and all the money is being sucked out of the United States. And I believe, and I honestly believe this, that, they have taken certain accounts. My grandmother was 84 years old, and I believe they thought that my mom had dementia, and I believe they thought that they would never be any more mentioned about this. And ever who did this thought that. And so I couldn't say for certain where the money went, but I know that supposedly none of the family got the money.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for the call and the update tonight at 800-259.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, 800-259-9231. Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah, I don't know. When you can't trust a bank, then what are you going to do?
You're out of options, right? I mean, unless you've got some darn good proof of what has occurred.
Generations past, I didn't trust them. You know, they kept their money in a mattress for a reason.
Let's continue here with your thoughts about whatever you want. George is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
What's up, homies? Love the show.
What's on your mind tonight, George?
Hey, I'm contemplating moving out there to New Hampshire, but the issue is for me is the housing situation. Like here in Illinois, like a landlord will not rent to you unless you're on some sort of government aid. They've got all sorts of housing schemes going on. Do you have a lot of that going on up there?
I wouldn't know. I'm not. I mean, I'm a landlord. But
I'd say no. I mean, I've never heard of it. And
there are welfare. There are welfare houses up here, and I'm sure some landlords will take money from government as far as payment for rent. But as far as it being a lot of it up here, I don't know. There's no evidence of it that I know of.
Oh, you guys are lucky. Well, because here in Illinois, like they've got like the housing and urban development is like the biggest employer in the region I live in. So everybody, except me, of course, because I have a real job, everybody is on some sort of housing.
Yeah, there's. I would think that you would find a world of difference between Illinois, which is one of the largest police states, biggest governments out there in this country, and
certainly
New Hampshire.
Well, I'm just got to give my fiance. I'm trying to convince her to move out there, and then I'll be out there.
That is the tricky part.
That is a tricky one.
Hey, here's an idea. Here's an idea. How does she feel about the ideas of liberty?
Oh, she's with me 100%.
Oh, okay. Well, we did have the very first ever, the historic Lady Talk Live last night, where Stephanie and Carla and Antigone were all here in studio, all three female hosts for the very first time ever on Free Talk Live. It was great. I heard most of the show, and it was very good. So I'm thinking that might end up being a real good recruiting tool for some of the ladies out there that are maybe a little uncertain about a move to New Hampshire. Presuming she might enjoy the company of women. Not all women do, but do you think that would help, maybe, given her that episode
to
listen to?
I think that would help a whole lot. And another thing is, I mean, is there some, like, a lot of private sector jobs out there? Because here, like, our government, the government is the biggest employer in
here in New Hampshire. The ratio of regular people to government bureaucrats is, as I understand it, the lowest of all the 50 states.
Wow.
So there are fewer government bureaucrats here compared to the regular folk than in other places. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. You can head over to freestateproject.org. Get 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. There's a really handy little, I think it's a PDF they've got there, that's just packed full of useful information about what it's like up here. And it was a real persuading factor for me in choosing New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, it's... I can see that you know, some people might be think that New Hampshire is supposed to be the free state, and it's not free yet, but it is a lot more free likely than any place that you live, especially if you live in New York, California, Illinois, Louisiana, Rhode Island, some of these very big government corrupt states. You know, we have the opportunity to kind of look and see how things may be changing for the better here in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there are certainly some problems. Some places around the country in some areas are more free than others. Like, you know, there's a little more marijuana tolerance in places like California or Massachusetts. And, you know, we're
you
hopefully
can smoke pot while they take all your money in taxes.
But we're moving in the right direction, I think, on that one. The even the inside the system marijuana changes have been gaining momentum over the last several years since the Liberty activists or the New Hampshire or the Free Staters arrived on the scene. And I think that's going to be change relatively soon. And, of course, more people coming here just means more things happening and more exciting changes on the horizon. So the sooner you can get here, the better it's going to be, really. And I'm glad I moved when I did, and I'm glad I didn't wait any longer than I waited. And it's been huge changes. Mark, it's now been nearly 4 years. This coming weekend, Labor Day weekend, will be our four-year anniversary here in New Hampshire.
Doesn't seem like it.
Has it time been flying for you?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's been 4 years. But
it seems like a lot has changed, actually, in 4 years. The activism up here is even better now than it's been. The people here are so wonderful. It's something you don't want to miss out on. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, get on board. See you here shortly. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.